Egyptians ousted their leader last month. The overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak left most Egyptians hoping for more freedom under a new system of government. While they took a key step toward that goal this past weekend, Egyptians cast their ballots in a referendum on changing the constitution. Ben Gilbert tells us how they voted and why.
Egyptian TV broadcast the results of the country's constitutional referendum last night.
Al-Muwafiqun, 14 million.
Some Egyptian journalists cheered as Judge Mohamed Atiya said nearly half of Egypt's 40 million eligible voters showed up. 77% of them had approved 8 changes to the country's constitution. The amendments open up presidential elections to more independent candidates and limit the time a president can stay in office. There's also an amendment that allows the next parliament to change the constitution. Some voters waited hours to vote. 40-year-old Magdi Musa only spent 45 minutes in line Saturday.
This is my first time to vote in my entire life, because I know if I do my vote, it's going to be forged at the end of the day. So why the hassle? That's the real reason why.
Musa voted no to the proposed changes to the constitution. So did Doa Hussein, who brought her young son and daughter with her to wait in line. She said the changes didn't go far enough. She wants a whole new constitution.
I voted against those amendments, because I believe when you build a new system, there has to be a new policy.
There are other fears among the no crowd. Now that the reforms have been approved, parliamentary elections will be held sometime between June and September. That's great for the parties that are well established, like the Muslim Brotherhood and the former president's National Democratic Party. But political parties that were either banned or severely limited under the old regime now have to play catch-up. Yes voters cast their ballots for a wide variety of reasons: security and a desire to maintain the Constitution's Article 2, which says that Egypt's laws should be based on Islamic law. As one woman in line said, that's why she voted yes. Another woman, Mirbit Salah, her face fully covered in the style of an ultra-conservative Muslim, began arguing with her. Our young people went out to liberate us from corruption, not from our religion, she said. Our religion is not in danger. Salah said she was voting yes for a different reason. She considered the amendments to the Constitution enough for the moment, and that other changes could come later. Iman al-Mamouni, an election observer from the Egyptian Human Rights Organization, said the vote went pretty well. Now, Mamouni says, people feel empowered.
Everyone, I think, in Egypt, he believes now, my voice, it's the voice of Egypt, and not only of me.
Dozens of people shouted, we don't want him, as potential Egyptian presidential candidate Mohamed al-Baradei arrived to vote at a polling center in a poor district of Cairo. As the former International Atomic Energy Agency director's entourage cut through the line ahead of other voters, a mob blocked him. Baradei's security men turned him around before he had a chance to vote. As he was quickly ushered into his car, the crowd broke the vehicle's windows. Baradei and his family escaped unharmed, but the incident highlighted the divisions in Egypt, secular versus religious and rich versus poor, that are beginning to surface as the euphoria of revolution wears off and Egyptians forge a new political future. For the world, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.